Well, good morning and welcome to our online service today. This is February 7th, and this is the fifth Sunday after Epiphany. And we want to welcome all of you that are joining us online. Just a few announcements. If you did not realize it, but I had sent out an updated bulletin for those of you that are receiving the online bulletins through emails. I sent an updated one, but because of some technical difficulties with some music this morning, finding music, we're only going to be singing the first and middle hymn. The middle hymn will be our last hymn that we'll sing, God Will Take Care of You. We won't be singing They That Wait Upon the Lord. I could lead it a cappella, but we don't have any music for that, so I just decided we'll just do the two. Just a couple of things. We were supposed to have Noisy Collection today, but that will get moved to next Sunday. Hopefully we will be back in regular in-person worship. So Noisy Collection will get moved to then. Don't forget on Wednesday, February 7th at 7 p.m., our Ash Wednesday service. And we're going to do that in such a way that to make it safe for everybody. And then on Sunday, February 21st, which will be the third Sunday of the month, is the first Sunday in Lent, and we will be sharing in communion together. So those are the few announcements. So we want to welcome you. Thank you for tuning in today. We're glad that you're with us and that you're able to listen today and join in for our time of worship. And so let's begin this morning with our call to worship. People of God, lift up your eyes and see. Our God greets us here. Servants of the Most High, open your ears to hear. Our God speaks to us here. Children of light, open your hearts and know. From the beginning to the end, our God is faithful. Well, let's join together there, and we're going to sing three verses of All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. And I believe, once again, there's no introduction, so we'll go right in to singing those verses this morning.
Power of Jesus' Name, let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye ransomed from the fall. Hail him who saved you by his grace and crown him Lord of all. Hail him who saved you by his grace and crown.
Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer. Eternal God, we worship you, the one who greets us here. We give thanks for making it possible to ponder your eternal mysteries. Make us, as people of this time and space, ready partners with your endless grace. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, like I said, we will be doing our second hymn, God Will Take Care of You, last this morning. So we're going to go to our time of prayer this morning. And I did receive a couple of prayer requests this morning that we want to lift up to the Lord and pray for this morning. We want to remember those that, if you're looking on the bulletin this morning, several. Lynn Whirling is asking for prayers this week as she's going in for a biopsy on Friday. Dana Maxson is asking for prayers as he's going to be going in for surgery. I believe it's knee replacement, if I remember right, correctly. And then Helen Davis was in the hospital for a few days, but I believe is home now again. And she was having some issues with her cancer, and we definitely need to keep her in prayers. Also, Jackie Painter is asking for prayers for Griffin, her husband's nephew, I believe, or great-nephew, that had massive surgeries to remove tumors from his abdomen and stomach. Had a bad night last night and is asking for prayers this morning. If I missed anybody else this morning, I apologize if you happen to send something in to me and I missed it. But again, we will begin like we always do with that moment of silence so that you can have some time there in your home to lift up those names, voice those names to God as we worship today. And so as we go to prayer, we will begin with a few moments of silence, and you can lift up those names, and then I will lead us in prayer. Lord, we are grateful today that we can join together and listen and share together online, even though it's not in person. We're grateful that you said wherever two or three gather together, that you are there in our midst. And I know that you are in our midst today, as we gather together online to listen, as family, as individuals. And God, we are so grateful that your strength is eternal. Your power is great in our lives. And no matter what we're facing today, we know that you are a God who cares and loves us so. Lord, I'm thinking about those that were mentioned this morning that are in need of your healing grace. God, we lift them up to you today. We lift up Dana, who's going to be going into surgery, not this week, but the next week, I believe. And Lord, we just ask for your healing touch and grace and guidance for the surgeons as they operate and work on him. Lord, we also pray for Helen, God, and we're asking as she's having some complications with her cancer treatments and everything, that your healing touch and strength and grace will be with her this morning. We also lift up Lynn, who's going in for a biopsy this week. God, we're just trusting you and believing you for a good report. And Lord, we know that you will touch her with your healing touch right now, Lord, as she listens today and others. And God, we trust you for that. And Lord, we lift up Griffin to you today, God, asking for your continued healing touch and strength as he's recovering from that surgery. God, major, major surgery there. And Lord, we just ask for your healing grace and touch today upon him and give him your peace and strength. Lord, we also lift up our continued lifting up of our military and our first responders and our medical personnel and our schools and teachers and staff and God and our leaders across our nation and state and communities, God. Lord, during these times, Lord, we just continue to pray that you will watch over them and keep them safe and give them wisdom and guidance as they are working for our safety and for our benefit. And Lord, we thank you for that. We continue to lift up our shut-ins, Lord. We lift up those whose names were mentioned earlier during our moment of silence. God, if there are those that had a special need that and someone that they, his name that they wanted to lift up and they called them out, Lord, we just agree together with them today, asking for your touch upon those that need it. And Lord, we continue to lift up those family and friends and loved ones, Lord, some that may be battling COVID. Lord, we ask for your healing touch and grace and strength. We continue to lift up families that have been affected by it. We especially think of some families recently that we know that lost some loved ones. Lord, we pray for your comfort and your grace and your peace during this time. And God, we're so thankful and grateful that we can call upon you in any situation and know that you care and that you love us. And we are always very thankful for all of those moments where you are there for us. And God, we're thankful today that your presence is with us as we gather, as we hear your word. And I pray that as we hear today, that our hearts will be encouraged that you are a God that loves us and cares for us and strengthens us in so many different ways. And we give you praise and thanks for those things today. And as we hear your word today, that we will experience your strength in our lives during this time. For those times when we feel weary, for those times when we feel faint, for those times when we feel discouraged, that you are the one that gives us strength in those moments. So we thank you today. Thank you for your peace that I sense right now, Lord. I pray that each one that's hearing my voice will experience your peace as we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining with us in prayer during that time. And I want to just say thank you. I know some of you have been mailing in your tithes and offerings here over the last week or so. Thank you so much for that. Hopefully, as I mentioned earlier, we will be joining back for worship and sharing together next Sunday. And I know many of you like to give and put it into the offering plate, and we'll probably be doing that next Sunday if the weather cooperates and everything. So, but thank you for your faithfulness and giving. And I just want to pray the prayer that for our offering that I had on the bulletin for this week, as we dedicate those gifts and giving to the Lord. God of all that is, all we have, and all we are, we give these gifts knowing that they will minister in so many ways through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, our scripture reading this morning is coming from a very familiar passage. I know it wasn't last year I had preached a series on this passage, but it falls into our lectionary reading today, and I decided to stay with that and speak to you this morning about strength for today. This comes from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 25 through 31. So to whom will you compare me? And who is my equal, says the Holy One? Look up at the sky and consider, who created these? The one who brings out their attendants one by one, summoning each of them by name. Because of God's great strength and mighty power, not one is missing. Why do you say Jacob and declare Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, my God ignores my predicament? Don't you know? Haven't you heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, creator of the earth. He doesn't grow tired or weary. His understanding is beyond human reach, giving power to the tired and reviving the exhausted. Youths will become tired and weary. Young men will certainly stumble, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will fly up on wings like eagles. They will run and not be tired. They will walk and not be weary. That is God's word for us today. And I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our heart will be pleasing in God's sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen and amen. Well, I've shared this one before, and I don't have a lot of my jokes at home, but I will share this one with you. There's a little old lady, attended this church for most of her whole life, and one time they had some damage done to the roof of the church. So they decided to do a fundraiser. And at the end of the service there, they asked the members to stay, and they invited people who were willing to help give donations so that they could get the roof repaired. And so they decided, the pastor said, here's what we're going to do. The one who gives the most will have a chance to pick out the hymns for the next 3 weeks. One of the little old ladies spoke up and she says, I'm going to give $5,000. And the pastor, you know, they let others, but she was the highest, and she was so excited. And so the next Sunday came, and when it was time to pick out the hymns, the little old lady stood up and she said, I'll pick him and him and him. By the way, that was a widowed old lady, so elderly lady. Oh, well, I hope you enjoyed that. I want to talk to you this morning about strength for today. Let me ask you some questions here. Do you ever get up in the morning, look at your calendar, and know the wind is in your face even before you put your shoes on for that day? Or let me say it another way. Do you think, I'm tired even before I get out of bed? I know sometimes we face days like that, and certainly the people of Judah were facing that, because that's what the Judean people felt as they were in exile in Babylon. They were ready to give up, and Isaiah the prophet was trying to tell them God's strength was available to them in their time of need. God's wind or spirit or God's breath, ruach, is available for us just as it was for God's people in exile. So let me ask you a question. What does that mean for our lives today? Well, a couple things I want to share with you. First of all, it means we take on God's strength. We take on God's strength. Now, think about this for a moment. Our strength alone is not enough in life. The prophet declares that those who live under their own power will break down eventually. Nobody can make it under his or her own power alone. Even the strongest, the fittest among us gives out. Our strength gives out from time to time. But here's what I want you to see this morning. God's strength is beyond imagination. God is everlasting, as the prophet says, never growing weary. In fact, the prophet declares God exchanges strength, or literally the ability to endure, with those who are weary or fainting. And God revives the exhausted. Think about that for a moment. God exchanges strength. In other words, God's strength becomes our strength when we're facing those weary, fainting days. And God's strength has a way of reviving us when we're feeling exhausted. Are you feeling faint today? Are you weary? Are you feeling exhausted? It's interesting that the word weary there means that we've grown weak and tired because we have been doing good. Because we've been doing good. And I started to think about that, and I thought, you know, God is always doing good. And God never tires. But sometimes, even when we're out there doing something for God, being a blessing to people, doing good, treating people right, being there, being a blessing, helping out people in need, sometimes we grow weary in doing good. Even the Apostle Paul knew that and said that if we don't grow, if we don't faint when we grow weary, that God will reward us. And the prophet is wanting us to know that God has a strength that's available. So the question is how do we exchange our weaknesses, our tiredness, our faintness for God's strength? Well, that leads me to my second point. So not only do we take on God's strength, but then we wait and hope upon the Lord. And here's kind of the answer to the question, how do we exchange our weakness for God's strength? See, depending on which English translation you read there, our reading, it can either say that those who wait upon the Lord renew their strength, or it can say those who hope in the Lord can renew their strength. Both ideas are possible there. And I think the idea is that we wait in hope on the Lord. And this hope is an active hope. It's an active trust in God in our situations. So let me say a couple things about this waiting and waiting in hope. What is that? Well, I want you to see that this waiting is purposeful. It's purposeful. In other words, when we're exercising active hope and trust in God, it's just not a waste of time. We're just not twiddling our thumbs, so to speak. But it's more like a mother waiting for the birth of her son or daughter. Or like a farmer after planting in the spring, waiting for the harvest in the fall. It's a purposeful waiting. We're not just sitting around. In fact, the root word for waiting here, or sometimes translated hoping, refers to the root word anyways. The root Hebrew word refers to a stretched cord or rope. And as I thought about that, I thought about during stretching times in our lives, during the trying times, during the difficult times, during those stretching times, that's when we lay hold of God and hold on to God and hold on to Christ, knowing that strength is coming. As the prophet said here, or as the apostle Paul says, that I can get strength through Christ. And that's what the psalmist is want, or the prophet is wanting us to see. Waiting is purposeful. And not only that, but this waiting that we're involved, this waiting in hope, the waiting is rhythmic. when we wait and hope and trust, it connects us with God's rhythm, whereby we exchange strength for each step of the way, or we receive strength for each step of the way. Did you catch the wording there of verse 31, the verse that we all know so well? We will soar, fly on eagle's wings, run and not grow weary, walk and not faint. Did you notice the placement of the words? I want you to catch that. Usually we would probably be more attuned to say something like, well, I started off walking, and then I ran, and then I started to soar. But the prophet says it just the opposite way. We soar, then we run, and we walk. And I think there's a reason for that. In other words, soaring, which is catching God's wind, breath, or spirit as we go forth in life, is what helps us walk through our weak and faint times. In other words, we don't always soar all the time, do we? I wish we always were soaring. But when we do soar, we are exchanging our weary, exhausted lives for God's strength on our journey. And I love that it is God's wind, God's breath, God's spirit that helps us then to walk through those weary, weak, faint times in life. Peter Umbaroth was in charge of the 1984 Olympics in Los Angeles. Someone asked him about a defining moment at that Olympics. Well, expecting a story of some great athlete, instead, Peter told a story about a disabled girl carrying the torch across her town. You know how they do that little torch marathon where they pass it off to different ones, and there's runners and walkers and so forth across cities and towns and part of the country. But this town that this little disabled girl was from was almost a ghost town. The citizens decided all the names of the townspeople would be placed in a hat, and the mayor would draw out a name for the person who was going to carry the torch. Well, the mayor drew out the name of a little girl, Amy, who had been physically challenged all of her life. She could not walk very well, only taking a few steps at a time. And the selection committee didn't know what to do. They didn't want to tell Amy she couldn't carry the torch because they knew that that would crush her. So the town decided to just ignore the event. And when the great day came, the mayor was there with a few people. Amy was dressed in her white shorts and a t-shirt and was there with her family. National television cameras were there as well, but only a few townspeople were present. Amy was handed the torch. She got out of her wheelchair and took one step, and everybody gasped. Then she took another step, and another, then another, and another. It took only about 30 seconds before the national news commentators realized what was happening. The tone of their voices and their enthusiasm for Amy went through the television media as the people of the town sat at home and watched. All of a sudden, the people of the town began to realize, wait a minute, this is something historical that's happening, and we're going to miss out on it. So they begin to come from their homes and ranches and farms and almost instantly line the streets to see Amy carry the torch across their town. Little Amy, with both hands on the torch, took one step at a time. And the people were chanting, Amy, Amy, with each step she took, until she stepped across the line and handed over the torch. Maybe the chanting crowd gave Amy strength. Perhaps It was more than that, which is what I believe. You know, only each of us and God knows the burdens we are carrying today. But here's the thing, with each step we take, we too draw our strength from God as we hold on to God and Christ in hope. Receive the gift of strength for today. Like Amy, one step begins it all. Amen and amen. Well, as we get ready to close out today, we are going to sing our second hymn, God Will Take Care of You. We're going to just sing two verses of it there. So let's join together, and I believe this one starts right away off too. Be made whate'er betide, God will take care of you. Beneath His wings of love abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you. Join together this morning for our benediction. We are being sent into a world in need of healing. We go forth as partners with the one whose name is above all names. May God bless us and keep us. May God's face shine upon us and give us peace. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you again for tuning in today, and God bless you.